I'll tell you all a little fun tale right here about the old days of the circus, and then I'm going to call on some good friends of mine to come up here and join up with the three of us, and we'll see what we can get done. But first, let me tell you this. This is back in the days before they had any big semis to haul the paraphernalia for the circus. And the railroad could only take them to certain places, and they had to carry all the tents and the animals and stuff with big wagons. And the wagon carrying the elephant had got a little too close to the bank of a little country road where they were going to this little town, and the bank of the road broke off and turned that big wagon over and broke up the cage, and the elephant got out right at dusk and went rambling off through the woods. Next morning, the sheriff went out there in the countryside to see if he could hear any tell of the big old brute, and he went up to this old lady's house. She's about Doc Watson's age. He pecked on the door, and she came to the door and said, "Yes." He said, "Madam, have you seen any sign of an unusually large animal out here in the countryside this morning?" "Why, yes, Sheriff. Just at daylight a while ago, he was right there in my garden pulling up my cabbages with his tail. And I ain't gonna tell you where he was putting them, though." Think about it. I'd like to invite Peter Ruin and his brother. Yes. And John McEwen to come up here and bring your managers. Jack, I'm going to really cheat on this one, sir. I'm going to really cheat on this song. I'm thinking like Maybell, sir. Well, I don't think that'll work to you, John. It'll work.
I can't pick it good enough with the key, but that.
I think I pulled a wire over just a hair dab there. Yeah. Peter, I'm going to start this at a good tempo. I think Peter and his brother are going to sing this here pretty thing for us, an old-time Carter family tune called Little Darling, Pal of Mine.